Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eurocash fourth quarter 2018 results presentation conference call. I will now hand over to your host, Luis Amaral, President of Eurocash Group, Jacek Owczarek, Chief Financial Officer, and Cezary Giza, Investor Relations Director. Sirs, please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Luis here. So we are talking about results of 18. I want just to reinforce a few points before I give the word to Cesar. First, we are very happy with the results of the wholesale. All the problems, relevant problems of the past were solved. The company is growing. Everyone is kind of optimist. So I say it's only good news. On the retail side, personally, I'm very happy, not because of the results that are not good, but because the plan of the consolidation is now moving forward fast. We are now designing how it will be the integration, which will happen during this year. And also there, the team is quite a big team. It's very happy with the way things are going, so everything seems on the plan. In terms of the market itself, was quite a good year where the small stores got share again, first time in long time, and where we feel also our clients more optimist. And not only yesterday I had a meeting with clients, and suddenly I noticed that I was the oldest person in the room, which is a very good sign, says that the change of generation is ongoing, and the new generation is still staying on this business, which for me was always very important, as you know. In terms of cash flow, you had obviously a good cash flow, you saw it. It's more or less constant that we always manage to generate cash, even keeping investing very heavily all time. And because of this, our net debt on EBITDA is quite small and leave us space to do the things we have to do. So, in general, I think that within the problems we had on retail, everything is going on the right direction, and we finished the with strong like-for-likes in the main part of the businesses, and quite a good mood for 2019.
Okay, it's Cezary Giza speaking. Let's move to the presentation on page 3, where we can see food market and the dynamics. Here the most important for us is small format stores growth that amounted to 6.5% this year, driven by mainly convenience stores between 40 and 100 square meter, as well as specialized and gas stations that noted 13.5%. We have small supermarket also growing by 2.3% and small grocers almost flat, which is also a nice result. On the other hand, we have large format stores with discounters growing by 8.5% this year, supermarkets flat, and hypermarkets declining. On the next page, we may see like-for-like per some chains in comparison to inflation as well. So starting with like-for-likes in small format stores, we may see that ABC stores noted 6.4% like-for-like this year. Moreover, Gamma stores and Leviathan noted 4.5% and 3.2% respectively. On the other hand, we have large format stores with Biedronka chain with the amount of 2.8% and the decelerating trend. The very important point is that inflation is not supportive this year. Still is not supportive for small format stores, because when we see tobacco, beverages and alcohol products, there is inflation between only 1 to 2%. On the large format categories, we have seen strong inflation that was very supportive to them. Moreover, when we look at Delicatessy Centrum or Eco like-for-likes, especially in fourth quarter 2018, which is a Christmas time, much more supportive for large format stores, our chains noted 2% like-for-like and 5.9% like-for-like respectively. When we look at our financial performance on page number 5, we may see that total group sales increased by 10%, while at the same time, reported EBITDA increased by 70%, means 172 million zloty. Normalized EBITDA increased by 4% this year. When we look deeper into our segments, we may see that wholesale business generated 63 million zloty EBITDA increase, while retail offset partially this dynamic by 46 million zloty in 2018. Projects improved results by 11 million zloty, while segment of others noted 15 million zloty decrease on a normalized level. Let's look at wholesale segment on page number 6. Here we may see that our wholesale segment, wholesale business, noted almost 1 billion zloty sales increase and 63 million zloty EBITDA improvement, which means 18% EBITDA increase year on year. Moreover, our EBIT increased by 27%, and all of this was driven by strong improvement in efficiency. When we look at our business, each business unit, wholesale business unit's dynamic, we may see that sales was driven by Eurocash distribution with 438 million zloty extra sales, as well as tobacco business with 350 million zloty. Moreover, cash and carry noted 162 million zloty sales increase, and the most important point here is that cash and carry in fourth quarter noted 6.9% like-for-like, which is one of the best results in recent years, basically in last six years, if I remember well. When we look back to Eurocash distribution, we may see that sales to franchisees like Leviathan, PSD, Eurosklep, or Groszek increased by 10% this year. So let's look what stands for this, what's behind. We introduced this year a new platform, Eurocash.pl, that replaced old ordering system called eHurt. This platform is not only ordering system right now. This platform allows our clients to customize their offer to local consumer needs. It also allows them to reduce cost, to improve store efficiency, and focus more on clients. This platform is already used by Eurocash distribution clients, but our objective is to introduce this platform to all our wholesale business units. And nowadays we have 8.7 thousand clients using the platform, and objective to introduce this into 80,000 of our clients. The very important fact is that average ticket generated by this platform is more than 26% higher than, for example, in sales reps. The same trend, or even much stronger, we may see in number of ordered SKUs. So now let's move on the retail side. On page number 9, we may see that our retail sales increased by almost 900 million zloty, which was driven mainly by Mila acquisition. And on the other hand, we have EBITDA performance, and EBITDA this year decreased by 46 million zloty. Truth is that we are under a reorganizational process. We are integrating our businesses, merging three different companies. On page number 10, you may see a small part of our plan where we focus on our integration. We started with Eco Stores remodeling. Then we integrated Eco Logistics with Delikatesy Centrum Logistics. We already finished this, but we are still under reorganization of head office and all operational. And we are still reorganizing our Mila stores, means that we started with refurbishment of Mila stores, and we will finish this with stores remodeling. So different approach to Eco Stores, where we did everything at once. Moreover, in terms of head office and operational integration, we defined 13 streams managed under professional advisory consultants, with objective to settle fully standardized retail chain, very effective in this market, that will be the market leader in proximity supermarket segment. Looking at projects at page number 11, sales of projects this year increased by 120 million zloty, driven mainly by fresh projects. EBITDA improved by 11 million zloty. Why we are investing in projects? Basically, we see that we are so-called R&D on behalf of independent retailers. We already had some successful projects like Factoria Win, PayUp that was sold last year, or Fresh Project that reached break-even this year. We had also some failures, like convenience project that was suspended this year, but also we are still developing other formats like Duży Ben, Contigo and others, which are still under expansion and further development phase. Looking back at our financial summary, let's look at our profitability. Our EBIT this year declined by 9 million zloty, almost 9 million zloty, which was impacted by increased depreciation driven by Echo and Mila. Our net financial costs increased by 16 million zloty due to increased leverage and lower one-off financial revenues that was noted in fourth quarter 2017. As a result, we may see that our net profit decreased by 20% to 67 million zloty, but our reported net profit increased by 141 million zloty this year and amounted to 112 million zloty. The strong point in Eurocash Group for last few years in a row is cash flow. On page 13 we may see the result. We were able to generate 582 million zloty cash in this year, which means 138% of normalized EBITDA. It was driven by change in working capital, by working capital. And let's look at cash conversion cycle. You may see that in second half of the year, each component of cash of net working capital was impacted by Mila acquisition and consolidation. But when we look at fourth quarter trade receivables rotation, you may see that it was decreasing from 24 days to 21 days. This was impacted by better management of credit limits and decrease of trade receivables in tobacco, but also by introduced non-recourse factoring in fourth quarter 2018. Strong cash flow had big impact on our net debt level. Our net debt decreased from 1.7 times EBITDA in first quarter to 0.9 times EBITDA in fourth quarter. We ended the year with 382 million zloty net debt, which means that we were able to reduce our debt by 226 million zloty in fourth quarter. From 2019, on page 15, we may see that from 2019, we are obliged to report net debt level, including operating leases. So after implementation of IFRS 16 standard, we may see that our net debt will be impacted by 1.8 billion zloty, and total net debt should amount almost 2.2 billion zloty. On the other hand, we may see that our EBITDA will be also improved. The impact will be around 330 million zloty on an annualized level. It means that Eurocash EBITDA will increase up to almost 750 million zloty, which means 3.3% EBITDA margin. Our newly defined index of indebtedness to EBITDA will amount to 2.9 times EBITDA, which is, in our view, a very good result. The most important for you here is that our covenants in credit facilities are correlated with old IFRS standards without impact of IFRS 16. One of the last slides is about some successful development. You've seen on our presentation at the beginning that small format stores are accelerating the growth. So how they are competing? We see that our store owners are better educated, they are customizing their offer, they are better prepared, they try to differentiate themselves against large format stores. And this brings results. We try to support them in this way, just bringing them education through Eurocash Academy that teach every year thousands of students on a different levels, with different ways. Basically, this year we also received DEKRA certification, which is confirming quality standard of our education. Moreover, we try to support our customers' local initiatives that brings loyalty, increased loyalty and increased consumers' perception of local stores. So we financed this year around 100 grants, spending 1.5 million zloty totally for local initiatives supporting local community. Then that's all for today's presentation, just summarizing 2018. We see our results as strong in terms of sales in every our segment, wholesale, retail and projects. We see very strong results in terms of EBITDA in wholesale. We see that retail is in progress. Still, we need to work on this. We see that projects are also in progress. The most important, or one of the most important points, is that we are able to generate strong cash flow. So that's all for today's presentation. We are opening lines in a second. Please do not hesitate to ask us questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Michal Kuzawinski, JP Morgan. So please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. My first question is on this 27 million provision for retail. Does it mean that we will not see any substantial costs of retail organization in recurring EBITDA in coming quarters with respect of Mila, as was the case of ICO? So how much of expected reorganization costs in Mila do you think it covers, and what that provision entails? If you could please share a bit more color on this.
Okay, Jacek Owczarek speaking. So this 27 million mostly relates to the integration of retail, so it's around 90% of the amount. The rest is for the integration of ECD and ECA. Generally speaking, we are covering costs which are, within the definition of IAS 37, which is defining what you can recognize. Of course, none of the future costs can be recognized as of now, but whatever we know we'll spend, or whatever we know we'll need to pay for the payment of redundancies, it's already there. So the fact is that, yes, like you said, we want to cover a big part of the cost. However, not all the costs we'll spend next year will be, would be right now classified as for the provision. So that's more or less the stand here.
So, judged by your current understanding, of how much integration of Mila may cost you until it's completed, I believe you guided by it's going to be completed by the end of the year. I mean, roughly how much incremental cost of this integration we could expect on top of that 27 million? Is it the double? Is it half of it? I mean, if you could give some estimate,
Yes, Michal, think a little bit differently. Whatever right now it's restructuring should be in this provision, then whatever is the operational will never classify it as a provision. So if the sales grow, we'll have better results. Sales go down or margin, it's worse, we'll have wrong result. But generally speaking, whatever goes through income statement should be in this provision. Whatever goes as a capex, for example, as a remodeling, of course, it's going to be spent in future, So we are not doing this kind of provision.
But Michal, just to correct one thing. The provision is not for integration of Mila. It's for integration of all retail. So what you are doing now, because echo what we did with remodel stores, but we didn't integrate head offices yet. At the moment, the exercise we are doing, which is being done during this year, is to put three head offices into one. And there obviously we'll have to fire people, we have several costs, because lots of places we have three people and you'll have one at the end. This is the biggest exercise. The stores of Mila, they will be remodeled, they will have CapEx to remodel the Mila. Some of them will lose still money for the period of time, but here we are trying to cover the costs we know from integrating three head offices.
Okay, and that integration of three head offices and the related provision also includes integration of logistics? Yeah, and the...
Yes.
Okay, and so with that in mind, do you still keep your previous guidance? I believe last quarter you gave us a rather dull guidance of no meaningful improvement in retail profitability over the next, you said, 2 to 3 quarters, which from now on would apply potentially no significant improvement over the next 2 quarters. I mean, would you still stick to that guidance?
Yes, because now we are focused on doing this integration. If you want, generally the retail business, for example, like for likes, are going over the market, but it's not very relevant in terms of the final numbers. Really relevant is finish this integration, because there the impact on cost is very, very severe, and most important, the impact on efficiency. Because what happened is that we had three companies, one wholesale and two retailers, and as you know, we should have done this last year because of the changes that we had, we could not do it, and we decided to don't wait more time, and you went ahead with this. That's the most important exercise you are doing now. At the end, we finished this with one company instead of three, and with much modern ways of working than any of the three had.
Okay.
That's good. So here we are preparing the company for after we can expand it. Expand the company at this moment, having three companies, you know, three category managers for coffee, it will be impossible, yeah?
Okay, and yeah, because on the expansion itself, I mean, if I calculate it correctly, I think that the net openings of the Delicatessen Centrums was about 30 stores last year. So this is clearly below, I believe, the longer term targets you set.
Yes. For yourself. It's only franchisees. We didn't open almost any stores. As you know, we bought another company which has 20-something stores, which is still not 25, which is still not in Delicatessen. But what you saw is the number of integration of new franchises.
Okay, so the message is you focus on integration, and this is still the task for the year before you accelerate the opening.
Yes,
correct?
Because, so let me just tell you a little story. As you remember, last year we had a management team to start to do this integration and start to expand immediately. As you also know, this failed, so we had to go back with the plan. We lost kind of 6-7 months, and we decided not to wait. So at this moment, Rui, my brother, is running this project together with BCG and our people, and we doing the integration anyway while we are preparing the management team between people we are recruiting from outside and people we have inside. So this all is moving, and now is moving quite fast, and it will be done during this year. And I'll say on retail, this is my main concern, because that's where you have more value to create in short term, and also where you have the possibility of after give speed to expansion after we finish it. Doing aggressive expansion while you are integrating head offices, I think will be more recipe for disaster.
And I would agree with you. And just on the management of retail operations in general, are you still looking for the new CEO for this business?
Yes.
And I believe you mentioned in the press conference today that some of this provisioning was related to consulting costs. So I know, do you have some management consultants helping you to run this reorganization?
We have management consulting helping us doing the merger of the three head offices.
Yes. And this is part of the provision, but it's not executive search.
Now, executive search is being done, but it's not on provision. And you are recruiting for several positions within the retail company. First, we are analyzing everyone we have. The people which are missing, we are recruiting from the market. But that is not the provision. What is on the provision is we are working on BCG, and what we are doing is integrating the three head offices. That's where the money is being invested. That's the relevant money, if you want.
Okay.
Executive search is something we have always, constantly in the company.
Okay, let me just ask on the tax rate, which... if you strip out these one-offs, I mean, there must have been a very high average tax rate for the recurring profit.
Michał, could you open our financial statements? Because in financial statements you have, you know, the correct number. The amount is 29%, including the payment on disposal of PayUp. And in the slides we have, you know, the paid tax on disposal of PayUp not taken out from the line. So it's misleading and giving you number which is closer to 40. So the correct one is in the financial statements, page number 5 of consolidated financial statements, and then you have 29.
Which I've consolidated. So, I mean, hold on, but does it mean I have to restate some numbers from your...
No. On the sale of PayUp, we paid on the, you know, net proceeds from PayUp, we paid 19%, which is, you know, normal capital gain tax, yes? And this is in this line. Mm-hmm. So in the presentation, we didn't take out this from the current business.
Okay. And going forward, what do you think should be the tax rate, average effective tax rate in this year or in future years? Should we model it at 19% or slightly higher than that?
No. 19, I think you will not have because of, you know, the current tax environment. So I think most of the companies are right now somewhere between 25 to 30, and I think we are the same because you have, you know, also the situation that we are running part of the startups in separate companies, so we don't have the losses in the places when we are paying taxes, if you wish to look, you know, very simplistically on the issue. So I would expect really within 25 to 30.
Within 25 to 30%, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I've seen in other reports, Polish, you know, big listed companies, we are not really far from that.
Okay, thank you.
Our following question comes from Maria Mickiewicz, Legal IT. Madam, please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Maria Mickiewicz. Actually, most of the questions regarding restructuring and provisioning have been answered. Just maybe to clarify a little bit on the integration plans. So I understand that great part of the provisioning should be related to potential layoffs regarding those three quarters integration. And could you maybe comment on potential areas of greatest challenges in terms of integration, where the potential negative surprises might be, because I understand target is to deliver flattish year-on-year results in retail. So in what areas you still see challenges, or you feel quite comfortable with this target? What are the question marks still ahead of us?
I will say that in the targets we have no positive results of the integration. Mm-hmm. We don't see that what we are doing will bring big risks in terms of the business itself. Sure, we'll be bringing savings later on. But should not affect the operation, because the fact that you have three category managers doing the same thing doesn't really help, only increases confusion. So we don't foresee that there is big problems except the normal problems on the market on the integration. On the integration of ECD with the ECA, which is the other we are doing, which is also very relevant for the future, there can be some risks in terms of sales of ECA, because we are changing the way they work. ECA works pretty much with what we call analogic, and ECD works much more digital. ECD is where Eurocash.pl has big penetration and, you know, is much more efficient, but demands some changes from Salesforce and from clients to go from one system to the other. We did it several times in the past, but there can be some risk of adaptation, which is basically on time, not on final result.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from Nikolai Kovalev, VTB Capital. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, hello, thank you for the presentation. I have several questions, mostly on the cash flow. For 2019, can you share with us what is your expectation for capital expenditures?
Sure.
And also, if you can comment how active is your M&A pipeline, would be quite helpful. And also, if you...
So I start on M&A pipeline. This year, I'm not very focused on doing an M&A. I'm focused on doing the integration of retail and ECA on ECD. So I'm more focused on optimizing. No, if something happens, it's for some other reasons. We are not looking, and you don't have an M&A pipeline at this moment.
Yes, and the CapEx this year was at very similar levels like previous years, so generally speaking, the size of the company right now, and including retail, we have around 180 million. So we don't have here any special extra CapEx.
Also to understand, if I take, for example, wholesale side, where we are introducing Eurocash.pl, we believe that Eurocash.pl is much more powerful than any M&A who could do it, and is done at obvious much lower cost. So M&A only will do in future sense for the retail side. The wholesale side, from now on, we mainly think in organic expansion, organic growth, because we work better with our clients through the platform, and we know the platform is much more efficient. On the retail side, after restructuring, obviously we'll be looking again. But now we are focused on cleaning the house.
Okay, I see. So in light of lower CapEx, what are your expectations for dividend distribution this year?
Dividends. We will be announcing dividends together with the AGM, but for sure we keep the policy near that what has been in the past.
Okay. And my final question, as you run many projects, can you share with us what returns you got on disposal of PayApps?
PayUp was sold. PayUp was sold. You know, with the multiple 14.14, and the return on investment. So sorry, it's not discounted. What I will tell you, but it's it was around 9 times, 8-9.
So also to make it clear, we sold PayUp, and just because we never discussed it deeply, the main reason is that when we start PayUp, there was a partner which was the one which had know-how, that had know-how on this business. Later on, this was one fund that in 2008 went bankrupt, the bank, mother bank went bankrupt, so we had to take over the business. We developed the business after this because until there was kind of standstill because of the problems of the partner. We developed the business, but we got the conclusion that, you know, payments is not something we really know. It's not something that we, it's a lot of technology and we are not focused on this. So we had a good proposal to sell the company because the basis of PayUp was quite good. Said, okay, it's much better to sell it now at a good price than being inventing something we are not really sure we understand, and that is changing very fast. So that's the reason we sold PayUp, because we thought it was not really our core business and we didn't have enough know-how for development of the company for the future.
I got it. Just like not to be confused with multiples, can you also give us indication in terms of IRR, what you got on the disposal?
I didn't calculate, so if you can drop us email, we can recalculate right now. But it's
huge.
It's big, yes.
It's huge.
Congratulations, and thank you very much for answers.
Thank you.
Our following question comes from Mr. Samerski, PT Alliance. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Michal Majewski, PT Alliance. My question is with regard to the one-offs. The gain on disposal of pay-up is booked in the segment other.
Yes.
And the provision for in the retail is also in other or in retail?
Other as well.
Okay, so...
Not too messy enough with the operational results of segments, yes?
So okay, I calculate correctly, 44 million of EBITDA in retail in 4Q18 is compared to 48 in the 4Q17, yes?
Comparable.
Okay, so percentage margin is 3.4 versus 6.1 last year. And you said that this provision does not include the cost of restructuring of Mila and Echo maybe, or not. Echo was finished in 3Q, yeah? So there is the correct that main reason of drop of profitability is this restructuring, remodeling of Mila?
Let me explain, because we started to consolidate Mila this year from June, and Mila mm-hmm. has almost around zero EBITDA. So we increased dramatically or nicely our sales without increasing EBITDA. So naturally mm-hmm. we decreased our EBITDA margin.
Okay.
So basically, let's make it clear, because I always see some confusion about what restructuring. In ECHO, what we did was remodeling the stores. Now what you are doing is restructuring the head office. In Mila, we still didn't start to remodeling the stores, and first, on the same time, we are restructuring the head office together. Mm-hmm. So the problems we had on retail were basically on EBITDA of ECHO, that was lower than that should have been. And that's on the operational level what you are working now, is to make changes there, which are independent of the restructuring that you are doing. So you cannot confuse remodeling of stores with restructuring, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because when I talk to people, usually call remodeling restructuring. Restructuring for us is to put all in one company, all operating in an easy way as one only brand. Remodeling is change the store from Echo to Delicatessi.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And could you maybe quantify this cost of remodeling?
Only on terms of capex, we spent around 30 million zloty, but it was done in 2000 in last year. In terms of capex, yes.
Okay, so in terms of
it was on Echo.
Rather not. Okay. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. This question is from Michał Kuzalinski, JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
I have one extra question. Thanks for sharing the expected impact of IFRS 16 changes. I haven't seen the impact on net profit. What are you expecting in this line?
In terms of net profit, basically, first of all, it is too early to discuss full impact. But yes, for sure, it should be somehow impacting our financial costs. Basically, in terms of let's start with EBITDA 330 million zloty split. 290 million zloty is impact on depreciation. 30 million zloty is impact on positive impact on EBIT. Then we should have some negative impact on financial costs. So yes, earnings per share should slightly decline. but we will provide you, because I don't want to give you if it's 10, 20 or 25 million zloty. We are still calculating this with our auditors, but it should be not such material.
Yes, conceptually it should be, you know, very balanced.
Yes.
Conceptually.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our following question comes from Peter Zygmunt, TZUPS. Please go ahead.
Hi. Just one question. Could you comment, please, on the expected salaries increase for this year and next year? You have like a private pension scheme that is forced. That is enforced in Poland. So, what should we expect in terms of the salaries growth for this year and next year?
You know, we have in our budgets between 8% and 10%, depending on the company. And basically what you see in all the market, even if people call it different names, because the like-for-likes are much smaller than this, is that the margins are increasing. And, you know, some people will tell that it's mix, and some people tell that it's pim-pam-pum, but in reality, every non-food, whatever, but in reality, I think all the retailers understood that with the margins in Poland, you cannot afford to don't increase margins to pay the new salaries. This is not a short-term thing. It's coming for a few years. Unemployment is in its minimums. So the good thing is that the market is not anymore disguising that they don't meet this with margins, because it's the only way. And this is what we are doing. We start last year, we made a big exercise of cost saving at the end of the year before, which helped us. End of the year, we start to increase margins, as you see, gross margins. And it's basically what all the market is doing.
So I couldn't hear you properly. It's 9% to 10% did you mention?
8% to 10%, yes. Depending on business units, but it's around 8% to 10% and regions, and it's mainly blue collars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
so
keep in mind that it should be offset by sales growth, gross margin, as Luis said, and cost optimization.
Of course, but your yearly salaries are like roughly 1 billion, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like 100 million increase in costs, should I expect, right?
It's less, because it's mainly blue collars. The problem is in blue collars, is not in management.
Okay. If your revenues are growing like 10% in terms of like for likes, then it's like 250 million revenue growth times like the gross margin 13% or something. It's still like for likes are not enough to cover the...
No. I told you they won't be enough. It's margin increase, which all the market is doing. If you look at any player which is publishing results, everyone basically is increasing margins. There's no other way pay to the increase of costs.
And moreover,
gross margins.
And moreover, last year we did this exercise of cost reduction where we delivered 70 million zloty last year. For this year, yes, we have some more plans, although it's not sufficient. That's why we are increasing gross margins. Yeah?
In all our business plans, this is foreseen at this moment. And it's happening, and this is not something that starts to happen 1st of January. It's happening continuously in the last few years, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And we see it because we compare prices of everyone, basically. Suppliers have the same problem, so you start to see some prices going up.
Yeah. So one last question from me. If I'm adjusting your EBITDA by the payoff transaction and assuming that you're structuring, I don't know, it's one of or not, so it's like 360 million EBITDA for this year, and Should I assume there is some kind of downside pressure comparing to 2018, or are you still see some kind of operational improvement that will allow you?
Just answer it. We try to avoid to give any forward-looking statement, but we are not so pessimistic that EBITDA should be declined. But also we try to be moderate in terms of boosting expectation of EBITDA increase. So some slight positive things should be visible, but we would like to not give any guidance right now.
Sorry for that. Thank you.
But clearly, as I told you, you are integrating, for example, merging ECI with ECD, which is relevant because one company is 4.5B, the other is 2B, and you are integrating the three retailers in one company. So all this has objective to get better efficiencies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Michal Majerski, PTE Alliance. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, my question is also related to some expectations of margins, but rather in the particular segments. I mean, for example, in the wholesale, have we seen the whole effect of restructuring of cash and carry in the 2018? So, or is some further potential to improve it?
So restructuring impacted our fixed cost by 10 million zloty, impacted by on positive side. So yes, we cut costs because mm-hmm. we are no longer paying rents, we reduced salaries, but also we improved our business at operational level in terms mm-hmm. of sales, in terms of margin, in terms of mix of categories where we interfered with our mm-hmm. with our assortment and decreased basically mm-hmm. slow movers, let's say.
Yeah, and the most important is that cash and carry is back on positive like for likes, which as you remember was not happening, and the company is in quite positive mood. But the restructuring, I'll say, in our business is constant. Last year we had cash and carry. This year we are putting ECI together with ECD, which is a bigger operation, if you want. And always something will be happening because you cannot afford simply to don't do it. Eurocash.pl, it will be the ideal base to look at different way at the business and at costs and at efficiencies.
Mm-hmm. So I mean 2019 is another transition year, both in wholesale and retail, yes? So we should...
No, it's not. I would call it transition year in the wholesale. We mm-hmm. have always things to do, because if each time we have something to do, it's transition year, it will be. But that is for 20 years, transition years, yes? Mm-hmm. But retail, no. Retail, we are doing something very specific. In wholesale, it's business as usual, and you are looking to efficiencies as we do every year.
It's rather organic improvement.
Mm-hmm. So in wholesale we should expect rather similar profitability year over year, and in retail there will be some negative.
Still in wholesale we have some upsides in our tobacco business, which was still below our expectation at the beginning of the year, but in the second part of the year we cleaned all the troubles that we had at the beginning. So basically now tobacco is moving toward right direction and should bring their EBITDA margin up to historical levels that they used to have a few
years ago. But I'll say, you know, make it simple. Wholesale is business yes. as usual. Yes. Some business will be better, some will be worse, but it's business as usual. Retail is not business as usual because we are building now the company with the assets we have. We have great assets, but you need to transform the three assets in a good company.
Mm-hmm. And in retail 2019, there will be some negative impact of Mila remodeling or not?
It's rather integration, as we said for a few minutes.
Rather the headquarter integration.
Yeah, headquarter, because we treat all the integration as a fully and complex process. So it's not like part of Mila remodeling. Basically, remodeling this time will be run by differently, obviously under supervising of central head office of retail business. But basically, Mila should start with refurbishment, so we should improve our quality of the stores, and the remodeling means the rebranding will be done at the end. So first of all, improve quality of stores. If there will be mistakes, there will be under old brand, and then we introduce a new brand and strong promotion to increase level of clients. This is, we would say this is a lesson for us. So this is slightly different than it used to be in Echo.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing we learned during retail, which one of our supervisor board members, which was previous worldwide president of Metro, called us attention, is that in wholesale, when you do an acquisition and we change brand, we don't lose 1 cent of sales. In retail, first clients don't understand what happened. So you lose sales in the first moment, and after you need to work to recover them. That for us was a lesson, because we made, I don't know even how many acquisitions in wholesale, and sales were never the problem next day, because we had much better image than the previous guys there, so next day we had better conditions, better image, we were selling. With consumers, they see new brand, new store, it's more fancy, looks more expensive, and we need to convince them. That for us was a lesson we learned from Echo, that is not like in wholesale, next day is better sales than was the day before. We lose first sales and after we work to recover them.
Okay, so do you expect better profitability of retail in 2019 versus 18 or rather not?
We would like to be moderate here, but there are strong upsides, there are some risks, so we would like to offset them, and let's talk soon, and we will see. Well, first, we need to do our work. We need to do it properly. We strongly believe where we go, we know our objectives, and we will get there.
Yes, it's important to understand this. Wholesale is up and running, there is no big issues, it'll be operating normally, and we expect things to go okay. On retail, we are doing lots of important things, which will change the way of doing business. So, really my worry is to do this properly, not exactly worry the next quarter if the results will be 1% more or less. Mm-hmm. It's for me much important to finish with this, as we did with cash and carry 2 or 3 years ago. No, finish with the process, put this the way you want it to work, and after worry, no, with the sales and the margin. But my first concern is to build everything properly, and that's what I'm doing now. As you know, in cash and carry, when you had problems, we had to stop and do the same thing. Eh? And now I don't want no one to run just for next quarter. I want people to run to do a great company. And that's what we are trying to do.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Yes, a question from Maria Mickiewicz, PKO. Madam, please go ahead. Mickiewicz, please, your line is open. Maria Mickiewicz, your line is open. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other questions, dear speakers. Back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, so I'll be doing the conclusion myself, because at the end I'm the biggest shareholder, so I'm completely aligned with all of you. When I look what we have now, I'll say I'm at this moment where all of us in our meeting with the management, where we are presenting everyone the results, because you only can do it on day we present results, and discussing the future. And I see people now, I see bright on their eyes. when people see we have 2 years today's conference on Eurocash.pl with all the businesses, and really I saw enthusiasm as I didn't see for long with the possibilities that is open on wholesale. On retail side, I think the concept we have and the vision you have for this business is very exciting. We have good assets, but you need to make all this work. So my really concern next year is to be sure, or this year, 19, that I build whatever I need to have a great retail company to be able to implement the vision we have. On wholesale, it's not any more future. Eurocash.pl is here. You are implementing, and you are giving as much speed as we can to the implementation and to the benefits of Eurocash.pl. So I feel quite comfortable that we are doing the right things. We know, all of us know, that sometimes we do mistakes, sometimes implementation is not perfect, but remember one thing. Our business, base business, almost doesn't exist. We have to reinvent the wheel a lot of times. We work with gross margins much smaller than retailers. Our inflation in our segment is much smaller than it is on retail. And with all this, we managed quite okay all these years. So I say that even if it's far from where we wanted to be, we are in a very strong position now for next steps on wholesale and on retail. Wholesale is built, retail is being built now, but I think we have the right assets and you have the right attitude and the right vision. Thank you very much for investing this hour on us, and see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.